Move to item number six, proposed land transaction. This is a decision. Dan Budd. I think you have a little bit less controversial one this time.
There you go, sir.
Members of the Commission, Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Dan Budd. I'm the Real Estate Services Section Manager for the Department. On today's agenda, the Department is recommending the sale of the surplus Colville Hatchery to Stevens County. The hatchery is located within the city of Colville in northern Stevens County. The hatchery property was transferred to the department from Stevens County ownership in 1933 in compliance with Initiative 62 that created the Washington State Department of Game. The department has operated the facility as a trout hatchery for many decades. However, due to public constraints, this facility has been determined to be surplus to program needs. The department now has an opportunity to sell the facility to Stevens County. Stevens County has plans to utilize the facility in a vocational education program involving high school students. The plan would turn the facility into a learning laboratory. The department would provide technical assistance to the vocational program. The department would also potentially acquire fish from the program, allowing credit towards the purchase price of the property. The department has received letters of support from the Kettle Falls School District and staff. A public meeting was held last night at the hatchery. Comments were positive and reflected community support for this action. And the handout, the last page of the handout, are the comments from the the results of the meeting there. And I would like to point out one thing contained in that. Is a statement from John Whalen, the Region 1 Fish Program Manager. He states that the positive comments received included strengthening ties with the local community and area schools, the value of retaining the hatchery facility as part of the community, and the potential to educate area students in natural resource-related skills. The Stevens County Board of Commissioners has passed a resolution authorizing the county's purchase of the 19.4-acre hatchery property at the department's reviewed appraised value of $150,000. The department proposes to sell the hatchery property to the county on a real estate contract over time, bearing interest at market rate. The department recommends the commission find this action to be consistent with the public interest and approve the land transaction as presented. And I'd be happy to address any questions and then yield to public comment.
Any questions for Dan? Is there any public input? None. Commissioner Duvia?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a comment on a little more history on this thing. I spoke about this a couple of times, and this is one of those opportunities where we have a really joint cooperative effort between us and the public and the local government to basically transfer an asset that we were getting productivity from, but it's not cost effective for us. This exchange, bottom line, means we still will be able to provide most of the fish from this back to the fisheries that we manage without having to incur any costs. So it's a real win for us. There's three or four school districts involved with this. The superintendents at Kettle, Colville, and Schuyler that I've spoken with, and they're providing students to this. On just a rumor last year, we had 22 people signed up before we had officially announced that it was available. So there's a great deal of interest in it. The alternative school is two blocks away. Those particular students can look at this as an opportunity maybe to find something of real interest to keep them in school and motivate them to go forward. So it's a great positive impact. I've also worked with a couple of nonprofit. Projected manager of the hatchery has already got a $5,000 grant from Lowell's to start modifying one of the garage buildings for a classroom. The nonprofit group is already making arrangements to rent the community center for a fundraising project for additional funds to be available for it. And the conservation district has applied for a $30,000 grant to develop nature trails and develop a kind of a forestry lab for all elementary kids to come on a field trip basis that they hopefully will get in place within a year. So it's something that offers us a win and the community a win, and I think it's extremely good use of the asset that we maintain our outcome without having to maintain the production of it. So I highly endorse that we proceed with this.
Terrific. This is a good news story. Commissioner Duvia, would you like to do the honors of the motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
The motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Smith to approve the proposed land transaction as presented. Any further discussion? Commissioner Perry.
Yeah, I just want to read the proposal in detail, and I can't find anything that to criticize. I think it's a win-win, good for the community. I think it's good for the department. This is really positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we're ready to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Take the good news back. Thanks so much, Dan.
Thank you.
Great job. Okay, we are about 3 minutes ahead of time. So you're all free to go to lunch wherever you please. But Tammy, are there food?
There's some snacks in the other room.
Okay. So snacks are in the room we will be meeting an executive session in.
That's right after lunch.
And that is right after lunch, 12:45. Come back. And the room is...
So directly out the store, straight across.
Straight across.
There's a place to sit after lunch.
Okay, that's the room we will be meeting an executive session. So you can all just go over there. I'll come back here, open up the meeting, and go into executive session. Okay, see you after lunch.